91X News.
It's plus one and cloudy at 4 o'clock. I'm Harrison Perkins with 91X News. A 15-year-old girl in eastern Quebec has become the latest victim of bullying, taking her own life on Monday after being tormented in the schoolyard. The mother of Marjorie Raymond says her daughter left a suicide note saying she had been besieged for the last year and couldn't face another day in school. Quebec Premier Jean Charest calls the girl's death a tragedy and says his government has programs in place to fight bullying, but he admits it's an ongoing struggle.
We've already initiated a number of things to deal with this issue of intimidation in the schoolyard. And we've done a great deal of work. These issues are often difficult issues, and we'll look at whatever we can do that could be more effective.
Parti Quebecois leader Pauline Moise says the incident brought her to tears when she heard about the news. Bullying has been blamed for several recent suicides by teens in Canada and the U.S., including the son of an Ottawa city councillor. And keeping on the note of bullying, Ontario Premier Dalton McGuinty says he wants students to feel free and to be who they are at school, regardless of ethnicity, race, faith, or culture. McGuinty says bullying has always been a violation of the rules, but he wants to take it up a notch and give the rules a force of law with new legislation.
Well, the Safe Schools Act, for one thing, we included bullying for the first time, and we said that it could be the subject of a suspension. Now we're stepping it up, and we're saying it can be the subject of expulsion, which is the most severe consequence that a school can impose.
McGuinty told students at a Toronto area high school today that they will have to take steps to prevent bullying, intervene when necessary, and apply appropriate consequences. And officials say 42 dogs have been rescued from a puppy mill in a community east of Woodstock, Ontario. The Ontario SPCA says they received an anonymous tip from a concerned citizen about living conditions of dogs on a property in Creditville. And stress levels for students around this time of year can increase as they cram for exams and stay up late to work on assignments. Loyalist College school nurse, Lauren Deans, says she notices a definite increase in the number of stressed students she sees in the health center at this time of year.
Stress depletes your body of some of its healing powers. It affects your immune system also. So certainly what you'll find too is people stressing out getting their exams done, and once they're done, then, oh, now I can get sick, that sort of thing.
Deans also suggest that students speak to a guidance counselor if they feel stressed. And lastly, the Walk Safe program here at Loyalist is looking for students to volunteer their time. The program assists intoxicated students by escorting them from the Shark Tank pub to residents. On pub nights, interested students can bring a criminal record check and photo ID to the student government office located in the Shark Tank pub. That's 91X News to 403. Here's Kurt Weiss with sports.
All right, some college sports starting off. The Loyalist Lancers women's volleyball team take on Seneca tonight at 5 p.m. And right after that at 8 is the men's volleyball team, and they take on Seneca as well. Both the men's and women's teams are unbeaten at home this season. And more local stuff, the red-hot Belleville Bulls will honor Kingston Frontenac's general manager Doug Gilmore tonight when the Bulls are at home to the Frontenacs. Gilmore was a Belleville Bull back in 1979-80 when he played 25 games for them, and he was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame on November 13th. The puck drops tonight at 7. NHL now, more disciplinary issues around the league. Carolina Hurricanes defenseman Derek Jocelyn is having a talk with the league today. In Tuesday's game, Jocelyn hit Florida Panthers forward Chris Versteeg hard in the middle of the ice. No penalty was called on that play. Versteeg was treated by trainers on the bench but returned in that game still. The Maple Leafs are home to the Boston Bruins in one of five NHL games on the evening. Edmonton welcomes Minnesota, Montreal visits Anaheim, Tampa Bay is at Detroit, and New Jersey visits Colorado. Canadian Football League, there are coaches flying around left and right. First off, Stampeders defensive coordinator Chris Jones is leaving Calgary. He's joining the Toronto Argonauts coaching staff. and there have been reports that Jim Barker will focus more on his GM duties and hire Alouettes offensive coordinator Scott Milanovic as the team's new head coach. Next is Hamilton. They've fired their head coach, Marcel Bellefeuille. And there's been no word on his replacement just yet. And lastly, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers have cut ties with their offensive coordinator, Jamie Barisi. Coach Paul Lapolice says they will decide later who will fill that void. And that's it for sports. Remember to email us your team or league scores, sports@91x.fm. Here's Harrison Perkins with weather.
Thanks, Kurt. Wet snow earlier this afternoon with a chance of some more showers. Tonight, clear, low minus 4. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, high plus 3. Friday, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of plus 2. And taking a look at Saturday at this point, low minus 8, high of plus 5. It's plus 1. I'm Harrison Perkins with Kurt Weiss. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5.